This is perhaps the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to me. Also, it is when I directly experienced bystander effect, a psychological phenomenon that refers to cases where individuals do not offer any kinds of help to a victim when other people are present. So, it was one lonely evening in the summer, and I decided to meet my best friend in Gangnam. Yeah, Gangnam style. She told me she would get out of her work approximately 7 p.m. So I waited until then, wandering around the shops, eating different kinds of food. Obviously, by the time I met her, I was really full and did not want to eat dinner. But since she complained so much, saying that she was starving to death, we went to this bar where it offered free tickets to one of the popular clubs. Although we didn't need those tickets, we went there anyway because their fruit vodkas were really good. Plus, they had this really delicious potato dish. Don't get me wrong, I can legally drink, at least in Korea. Again, even though I was full, because my friend looked like a caveman who hasn't eaten anything for a week, we ordered this giant potato dish and pomegranate vodka. I try not to drink a lot because I knew my limits. Thanks to my DNA, my drinking capacity was really low. But as I talked with my friend, drinking almost unconsciously, I happened to drink a lot more than I thought. Unfortunately, I did not realize that until I parted from my friend and arrived at the subway station. I was perfectly fine before I heard the sound of the next train coming in. However, because of that sound, I ran up the stairs, which was the worst decision ever. It turned out to be that the sound I heard was from the other train across from where I was standing. I called my mom and told her I was going home and turned my phone screen off. Just then, I felt something was wrong. Suddenly, I started to feel dizzy, and it was very hard to maintain balance. I wanted to throw up, but I tried to hold it back because I didn't want my picture to float around the internet with the title, "A Girl Vomiting in the Subway Station." Thankfully, I could control that somehow, but I could not stop my legs from collapsing. I fell to the floor. The thing was, I was perfectly conscious. It was just my body that wasn't moving as I wanted, and I could hear everything what others were saying. They were like, "Oh no, shouldn't we help her?" It was so embarrassing that I wanted to sink through the floor or cry into a rat hole if I could find one. I even told myself, this would be a dream. I can't be lying down on the floor in front of a bunch of strangers. That just can't happen. However, it was real and no one actually tried to help me, even when I fell down again for the second time. After a couple minutes, a kind lady finally came to me and helped me up. She took me to the bench. I thanked the angel and tried to look at my phone, but none of the letters were clear. Fortunately, the train came right after, and I could escape from all those eyes. About 10 minutes later, my vision came back and I could walk. I went to the bathroom and straightened my dress so that no one would ever notice what had happened to me, and headed back home. Of course, I couldn't tell my parents about this, though my mom now knows because I told her. Although I can laugh now, at that time, I didn't feel like laughing at all. It was so embarrassing, and I strongly urge you not to drink over your limit. Me? I would never do it ever again.